The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I'm still so frustrated with the Libertarian Party right now because it's the biggest lost opportunity I think I've ever seen. I don't understand what they're doing. You know, the last time they ran people who were not libertarian. They just were not libertarian. They were for bigger government. They were for, you know, for instance, they were for telling people, religious people, exactly what to do. Well, if I don't want religious people telling people what to do, and I don't want non-religious people telling what religious people should do. I don't leave each other alone. Leave each other alone. But there is something to be said for nature's laws. I believe nature's God, but if you're an atheist, just nature's laws. There are a set of principles, and they are outlined in our Declaration of Independence, and they are outlined in our Constitution. Now, if you are so far over the edge that you think the Constitution is, you know, is worthless, well, then what are you doing? What are you doing? Because, you know, it's like Lenin said in Revolution, you know, if you're holding up, I can't remember the exact line, but if you're holding up signs with Mao, we're going to change your head. I mean, it's you're fighting a losing battle. The American people are not there. The American people are starving for common sense. They're starving for limited government that makes sense. They're starving for the libertarian principles. And libertarians have to decide, am I a science experiment? Am I just a book that makes people think deeply and think different thoughts? Or do you actually want to help? Do you actually want to apply reasonable principles and lead this country out of darkness? When you say, well, we're libertarians, so, you know, anything goes, anybody wants to speak, and you allow somebody to come up and strip on stage, you are no longer talking about applied politics.
It's a party.
Yeah, literally.
It's a fun weekend.
It's a fun weekend.
That would happen at their convention, by the way.
Correct. This latest is they've got a guy on the committee that is saying that, you know, adults should be able to have sex with a 14-year-old. Well, you know what? You can have that debate at your parties, but you're not going to get the American people to go there. And are you really seriously willing to stand up when the country, when we're about to lose all of it, and you're going to stand by a guy who says an adult should have sex with a child? You can have that debate all you want, but it has no place in today's politics. The house is on fire. What do you say? You grab a hose. I'm just so frustrated because people want a change. And if there was a principled party that said, look, we're going to take atheists and we're going to take Christians and we're going to take Muslims and we're going to take Jews, but the ones that all agree the government has no role whatsoever in establishing which one of you guys is right, people would go. They would flock. If you had a government, if you had a party that said, hey, spending is out of control and we have to start reeling it back in, and it is going to mean cuts, but we're not going to do all of it at once. We're just going to reverse thrusters for a while and take it piece by piece. Somebody who would say, look, I'm against the drug war. I'm against drug laws because they don't work. It's like prohibition. I am for the legalization of almost every drug, if not every drug, but not today. You cannot reverse this and just pull these laws out when you have a nation that has been trained to have their hands out, has been trained that daddy will always take care of you. You have to slowly reverse it and teach people how to stand on their own two feet. But by having stupid arguments about hookers heroin, and 14-year-olds having sex with adults. You have no place in American politics right now.
You don't want to become the Jared Fogle party. That's not a good position.
Oh my gosh.
You know, for a political party.
Frustrating because they have it.
I mean, they don't have it, though. They don't. I love, you know, the libertarian principles. I'm with you. But the party does not have it in that way. They you know, again, here's a guy who is seemingly a serious candidate that decides to align himself, which is a risk with the Libertarian Party at this point. And this controversy happens where someone's saying, well, basically, there should be no laws. Government should have no role in sex whatsoever was the summary of his position. We keep saying the 14-year-old because that was the hypothetical. But his summary was no government has no role in sex whatsoever. So, you know, that I think it goes further than that. And then what happens? The candidate with credibility has to leave. And the guy who's like, sex with 14-year-olds and below, he stays.
You know,
you're never going
to. And then to call our military killers.
Right. That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's not where the American people are. We want an end to these wars. We want our people to come home. We want a welcome home parade that the people pay for if they want it,
Glenn,
not the government.
Beck, Mercury.
They're not.